Nice to know you.
And say if there was a group of people leaving your house, you'd say, well, I hope y'all come back.
I hope y'all had a nice time and come back and see us.
See us?
Again.
And how would you greet someone around December 25th?
Merry Christmas.
And on the 1st of January?
Happy New Year.
Do you ever hear people say Christmas gift to each other?
Did I?
Well, do you ever hear people say Christmas gift?
No.
And you say, I have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
And say you bought something, you say the storekeeper took out a piece of paper and
wrapped.
And when I got home, I
unwrapped.
And if you had to sell something for $2 that you paid $3 for, you'd be selling it
at a loss.
And if you like something but don't have enough money for it, you say, I like it, but it,
I can't afford it.
It what too much?
Cost too much.
And on the first of the month, your bill is, when it's time to pay your bill, you say the bill is
due.
And if you belong to a club, you have to pay your
dues.
And if you don't have any money, you could go to the bank and
borrow.
And you say in the 30s, money was
non-existent.
Or it was
overabundance.
Uh-huh. Or another way of saying, you could say it was tight, or you could say it was hard to get, or it was
hard to get. The depression, during the depression, that's what you're talking about.
Or you could say it was
scarce.
Uh-huh. And if you buy something or pay your bills, some storekeepers will give you a little present and say that it's for.
Ask me the question again.
If you buy something or pay your bill, some storekeepers will give you a little present. Like, especially maybe with children, if they buy some candy, they'll give them an extra piece and say that it's for.
I don't know. Well, pilon in Spanish, but I don't know what they
do. Uh-huh. What? Do you ever hear of lanya?
No.
What is pilon?
Extra.
Mm-hmm. Is that still done?
Yeah.
When would they do it?
If you buy a lot of clothes or something, they can give you tie, and they say, this is for pilon.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have a contractor working for you and give him $20,000 worth of work, he might do 2 or 3 days worth of work for a pilon.
Mm-hmm.
That's gratitude.
And what does a baby do before it's able to walk?
Crawls.
And Sam, talking about something that you saw in your sleep, you'd say, this is what I
dreamed.
And often when I go to sleep, I
dream.
But I usually can't remember what I had
dreamt of.
And you say, I dreamed I was falling, but just when I was about to hit the ground,
I woke up.
And if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, you say you
stomped.
And if you saw a friend of yours walking home and you had your car, you'd say, can I
give you a ride?
Or can I wipe you home? Can I
take you home?
And to get something to come towards you, you take hold of it and
pull.
And the other way is
push.
And you say she walked up to the altar and what down?
Knelt.
And if you were tired, you might say, I think I'll go over to the couch and
Lay down or sit down.
And
lay down.
You say he was really sick. He couldn't even sit up. All morning he just bent. He just
laid in bed.
And say if you had a sack of groceries and didn't have your car, you'd say you picked it up and
took them home, carried them home.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you'd say besides carry?
No.
Did you ever say you toted it or packed it or lugged it?
Well, you could say lugged it home, but no.
When you say lugged it, do you think of something being very heavy?
Yeah.
And you tell a child, now that stove is hot, so
don't touch it.
And if you needed a hammer, you'd tell someone, go what me the hammer.
Bring me the hammer.
And a game that children play where one child will be hit and the other children hide.
Hide and go seek.
What do they call a tree that they can touch and be safe? Or whatever it is that they touch and can be safe. They call that the